Hello, thanks for listening to this recording. I really appreciate it. You may just be listening out of interest, or maybe you are actually seeking after the truth and are keen to know what is the message of the Bible and the claims of Jesus Christ. This little message is really going to focus on the fact that Jesus did indeed claim to be the Son of God. I know there are many people about today who say that that is not a claim that Jesus made. I find that quite astounding, actually, because reading through the Gospel records, it is very clear to see that the Gospel writers all, in unison, make these statements that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, in verse 63, the high priest speaks to Jesus and said, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast said." And after that, the Bible records the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He hath spoken blasphemy." What else does he mean by blasphemy but that Jesus claimed to be God? That's what was blasphemous about his claim. That's what Matthew says. Mark records in chapter 5 that even the demons cried out to him, "What have we to do with thee, O Jesus, Son of God, Most High?" Even the demons admitted that Jesus was the Son of God. Not just a Son of God, but the Son of the Most High God. Luke, the doctor who recorded the life of Christ, he records the same incident in chapter 22 as Matthew does. He records the fact that they ask him, "Is he the Christ, the Messiah, the one sent from God?" Then they say all together in verse 70, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he says unto them, "You say that I am," which was a Jewish way of confirming it. They knew what he was saying because the scripture goes on to record, or Luke records, "What need we have any further witness? For we ourselves have heard it of his own mouth." So Luke accepts the claim that Jesus is the Son of God. The final and most significant witness to the deity of Jesus Christ, the fact that he is God become man, is in John's Gospel. John was a disciple who was very close to the Lord Jesus, and he records very intimate details about the life of the Lord Jesus. The incident I'm going to bring to your attention is found in John's Gospel, chapter 9. The Lord Jesus has met a man who has been blind since birth, and the Lord Jesus has given him his sight back. Of course, the religious folk are very angry that Jesus has done this, and they try and make out that the man who did this must be a sinner because they could not accept that he would do this miraculous act on their religious day, the Sabbath day. The man who's been made to see again is hauled up before them, and then his parents are brought in. But they try and get round the issue by saying the man's old enough to answer for himself, ask him. They turn to him and they say, "Give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner." The blind man says, "Whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that when I was blind, now I see." Now, with all the best arguments that I could ever put to you, or anyone could put to you about God and Jesus and salvation, there is one thing that can never be changed. Those whose lives have been changed through the power of the gospel, people who've been forgiven, their sins been removed, the power of God in their life to change and break habits, the forgiveness of sins effectively working in their lives, you cannot change. You cannot take away from somebody what they've experienced through faith in God and his great salvation. The man who's been given his sight back eventually is thrown out of the religious establishment by those leaders. Jesus comes and finds him. He says to him, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" His answer is this, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe in him?" And these are the significant words of the Lord Jesus that clear and take away the feet from anybody who claims that Jesus did not claim to be the Son of God. "Who is he, Lord?" says the man. "Who is the Son of God?" Jesus said, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And the man's response is to worship him. Now, worship alone belongs to God. But this man realizes that the one who had the power to give him his sight was the Son of God. I would like you today to think, who was Jesus? Why did he die? Why did he bear the judgment of God upon the cross? Why did he rise from the dead on the third day? He was declared to be the Son of God with power. He died because God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Would you get saved? Would you trust him and know your sins forgiven? God wants to forgive us. He wants us to have faith in him.